Hello everyone. First off today, I want to give a big thank you to those of you who have posted reviews in iTunes. Because of your reviews and subscriptions, this podcast has been featured in the fitness and nutrition category, which is really cool. I never expected that to happen at all. It's really cool that enough of you have found these podcasts useful that it would end up being featured. And I'm also so glad to hear from all of you who have posted reviews in iTunes and comments on the blog saying that you've gotten something useful out of this podcast. And that's exactly what I've been doing it for. I also want to acknowledge the fact that this podcast has not been coming out on a regular basis. Writing these episodes is a creative process, which I enjoy. But like any creative process, sometimes I'm inspired to work on it and sometimes I'm not. I also have to admit that during the times that I don't feel like I'm personally doing all that great with weight loss, the last thing I can do is put together a podcast that gives advice about weight loss to others. But in any case, I just wanted to mention that I think I will be releasing more of these. I just can't promise when. So if you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe in iTunes because that way you'll get new episodes automatically and you won't have to keep checking for them. So this is episode 10 of Real Weight Loss, titled Motivation and Reality. I've talked some about motivation before, but I want to expand on it because I believe that motivation is the absolute most important factor here. Food is a powerful thing. If you're not sufficiently motivated, there's just no way you're going to get up day after day and successfully do what you need to do to lose weight. Changing what you eat and how much you exercise is changing how you fundamentally interact with the world, and that's not going to happen if you're feeling wishy-washy about it. I recently read a post on some message board somewhere where a woman had gone off her plan on her very first day because she couldn't help herself from eating one of her son's chicken nuggets. This person is not motivated enough. When you're really truly motivated to lose weight, someone wouldn't be able to pay you to eat one of your son's chicken nuggets. There is quite a lot involved in weight loss. Eating less and exercising more might sound like a simple idea, but it's not. I know you've heard this before. The drive to eat is a natural instinct, and our ancestors had to eat whatever they could, whenever they could. But now that we live in a world where we can get food easily anytime we want, that instinct hasn't changed, so we still want to eat whatever we come across, only now we come across food all the time. Restricting your own food intake goes directly against what your brain and body is programmed to do. You are probably also exercising more than you used to. Besides the fact that this might feel like horrible torture for you, it means you're burning more calories than you used to. For some people, that causes them to have a smaller appetite, but for others, including me, it causes a bigger appetite. So here you are, trying to exercise to lose weight, but you're hungrier than ever before. And on top of those extremely difficult things, many of us are dealing with deeply ingrained old habits and feelings about food. Years of turning to food for comfort, or entertainment, and personal reward isn't something that is easily set aside. Now that all sounds pretty negative, I know. But I'm trying to make the point that this is a lot to be up against, and if you're going to take on this kind of large project, you need a lot of motivation. So where does this necessary motivation come from? I think it comes from having a personal reason for weight loss that is powerful to you. For some people, it might be something like wanting to avoid getting diabetes like the rest of your family before you. For others, it might be wanting to set a good example for your children. It might be wanting to get back into the shape you used to be because you remember how much better you felt then. My motivation is the desire to be able to be myself. I want to be able to express my personality through the clothes I wear, and I can't do that when my body shape doesn't fit into the way clothes are shaped. I want people to see me for who I am without having to look through the fat first. I want to be able to exist out in public without feeling like everyone's snickering at the fat girl that they see. I've been through times where I no longer even wanted to go out because I just couldn't take that feeling anymore. The feeling that every single person I see is judging me because of the way I look. And staying at home because I can't stand to go out is no way to live. I also know that I would have had a very different life growing up if I wasn't overweight. I could have played sports, which would have meant that I would have been healthier and I could have made more friends and seen more places while being on a team. I would have certainly been a more outgoing person if I didn't have to worry about being made fun of every day at school. And of course, boys might have been more interested in me if I wasn't chubby. And I could go on and on about this. And as you know, I don't know for sure that everything would have been better, but it definitely would have been different, and I can't help but feel like I've missed out on what could have been. So that is my motivation, to be able to live my true life and to be able to be my true self. Whatever your motivation is, it has to be something powerful. A little bit of nagging desire to lose weight because, oh, you should, just isn't enough. If you have that wishy-washy feeling about it, you probably won't stick to your plan when you're feeling like going to McDonald's on the way home from work, or when you see your favorite candy at the store, or when everyone else around you gets to eat what they want. So, I suppose that my suggestion is, take some time to find your motivation, and then remember it. And you know, if you don't have a big, powerful reason for losing weight right now, that's okay. Maybe you should save yourself the time and trouble and don't bother until you do have the motivation. Yo-yo dieting will ruin your metabolism and make it much harder for you later on. So spend your energy on what you're able to do right now. And the second part of this podcast episode is reality. This particular reality that I want to talk about today is the reality of how well you're following your plan. Once you've chosen a weight loss plan, please actually follow it. I'm going to use Weight Watchers here as an example because it provides a really good illustration. At Weight Watchers meetings, you hear the leader implore everyone over and over again to do their tracking. Now, if you're not in Weight Watchers, let me briefly explain. On Weight Watchers, every food has a points value that you can figure out, and depending on your weight and some other factors, you have a certain amount of points to use each day on food. Then, the deal is that, as you go through the day, you write down everything you eat and its points value, so that you can keep track and calculate how many points you've eaten. Writing it all down keeps you accountable, and it just simply is how you do the math on the points. And here's the thing. The points in Weight Watchers are the entire point of the program. Making sure you haven't gone over your points is how you know whether you've eaten too much or not. But so many people don't keep track of their points. They start to eat healthier and then get lazy, I guess, and figure that better eating is good enough. And then they wonder why they're not losing weight. It makes me want to whack them over the head. So please, do yourself a favor and follow your program. You can't expect to get results that you want if you're not actually doing it. One of the things that I noticed when I first looked at the Weight Watchers website is that under every success story, it says, results not typical. And that's not because the plan doesn't work. That's because people don't follow the plan and then they quit. Related to this, it's also so very important to stick with your plan. It's almost 100% likely that you won't lose weight every week and that you'll blow it every now and then. That's okay, and it's completely normal. It doesn't mean you've ruined the whole thing, and it doesn't mean that the plan isn't working. Just continue on day by day. Quitting is when you've really blown it. That's all my lecturing for today. So let's have a recipe. Today's recipe is brown rice pilaf. Here are the ingredients. Number one, brown rice. A general guideline for the amount to use is 1/4 of a cup per serving, uncooked. This will probably be like 3/4 of a cup when it's cooked. I use the Sun Luck brand medium grain brown rice. I've seen their white rice in regular grocery stores, but you might have to look at a more health foodish type of store to find the brown rice. Number two, whatever veggies you have around that you like. Some suggestions would be carrot, red bell pepper, zucchini, onion, garlic, and use as much as you want of each vegetable. Number three, olive oil. And the fourth ingredient is seasonings. I happen to like the Mrs. Dash garlic and herb flavor. And the directions are step one. The first thing to do is start your rice. Brown rice is the easiest thing ever to cook. Use twice as much water as rice. For example, if you're cooking half a cup of rice, use a full cup of water. Put that on the stove on high until the water boils, then turn down the heat to something between low and simmer and cover it. It should be done in about 30 minutes. Step 2. Chop up your veggies into small pieces. Chop chop. Step 3. Heat up some olive oil in a skillet, something like a tablespoon depending on the amount of vegetables you're using. Toss in all the veggies you chopped up and pretty much stir fry them. Which means turn the heat up to maybe medium high and just cook fairly quickly, stirring often. Throw on your seasonings, whatever you want, and you can even add in a bit of soy sauce if you like. This whole process won't take very long, maybe 10 minutes. Step 4. You can check the rice the same way you check pasta. From time to time, eat a few grains to see how far it has come along. And once the rice is done, drain off any of the remaining water, and then mix in your veggies. This podcast has a website at realweightlosspodcast.blogspot.com. As always, if you would like to add to any of the things I've gone over in this episode or ask any questions, you can go to the blog and leave a comment or send me an email. I will answer your question in the next episode, or I can get back to you privately over email. Also, let me know if you have anything specific you'd like me to talk about. I don't know if I'll have knowledge or information for you, but I would welcome any suggestions for topics. And thanks again to everyone who has recently supported this podcast through reviews and donations. And thanks again for listening. Keep up the good work.